Genesis, is it important to Christian doctrine?
Answers with Ken Ham, director of the Bible Upholding Ministry of Answers in Genesis.
I've sometimes been asked, why bother about the book of Genesis when we now have the New Testament? I remember once meeting a pastor who very proudly told me that his was a New Testament church. He declared he didn't have to worry about the Old Testament because they were a progressive church. So I said to him, Pastor, do you believe in marriage? Why, yes, he replied. So I asked, well, why do you believe in marriage? He said, because in the New Testament, the Apostle Paul talks about marriage. I said, well, that's interesting, because when Paul discusses marriage in Ephesians, he goes back to Genesis to justify the foundation of marriage, and Jesus Christ himself did the same in Matthew 19. I continued, it's all very well to be a New Testament church, but all of the New Testament is based on the Old Testament. Think about original sin and how Paul talked about it in the book of 1 Corinthians. You see, most of the New Testament is actually from Genesis chapters 1 to 11.
What about the account of the Tower of Babel in Genesis chapter 11? Did that event actually occur? That's one of the intriguing topics we cover in our Answers magazine. For a sample copy, just send our nonprofit ministry a donation of any size, and we'll pop a copy in the mail to you. Call us toll-free, 24 hours a day, at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 888-89-ANSWERS. Or go to our website, answersoffer.org.